had their own department stores. Radio was the first in electronic entertainment to begin to erode our human sensibilities. And here, on WMFO 91.5 FM, those cornerstones of decadence, those radio dramatists from the golden age of radio, are resurrected on the Grand Hour with Arthur. Wednesdays from 6 to 7 a.m. Change your clothes, change your calendar, but leave the dial right here at 91.5 FM WMFO and or WMFO.org. Tufts Freeform Radio.
That was a promo for my tech assistant, Arthur's show, The Grand Hour, which will be tomorrow morning, same time slot as mine, 6 to 7 a.m. I'm going to pass the torch off now. We're going to play a little bit of automation while the next show gets set up, and then 7 to 8 will be theirs. This has been Can I Change This Later on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, and I'm your host, George.
Definition. Everybody's talking about my condition. Baby, I'm torn if I don't care. Everybody knows I'm solitaire. You wanna get me? In high definition, in and out of phase, give me my prescription. Caged up, stoned on my affair. Everybody knows that it's rude to stare. You wanna get me? You want
Good morning. You are listening to ABBA Carnival with DJ Komakati.
Stockholm, Sweden's finest.
All right. So 8 a.m. 7 a.m. That's the time. And it's early. It's early is the point. See, it's a fine 23 degrees in Medford, getting up to about 37 later in the day. But
it's like a clear day.
Looks very clear. It's true. It's still cold, which I'm kind of upset with. Dave is...
I kind of like it.
Yeah, I don't know how you still like it in March. But,
I don't know. You just take it one day at a time. And then eventually, it's springtime.
Yeah, well, that sounds like tolerance and not appreciation.
I guess maybe it's more tolerance, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, we just listened to I Do, I Do, I Do, I Do, I Do by ABBA. Great song. Yeah, ABBA's a really good soundtrack for 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
It's just happy. We're going to play some more music for you guys. Enjoy.
State of Georgia, through the swamps and Everglades, there's a hole in Tiger Mountain. God help the man who gets lost in Miller's Cave. I had a girl in Waycross, Georgia, but she had unfaithful ways. Feel I was unwanted, like the bats and the bears in Miller's Cave. I couldn't stand the way she did me, couldn't take her low down ways. Before I stay with a cheating woman, I'll go live with bears in Miller's Cave. I caught her out one Sunday morning with a man they call Big Dave. Meanest man in Waycross, Georgia. I'd rather fight a mountain lion in Miller's Cave. Davey, I must see you in your graves. They laughed at me and then I shot them. I took their cheating scheme and bones to Miller's Cave. That woman made me feel unwanted, but I showed her I was brave. Most wanted man find me, 'cause I'm lost in Miller's Cave. do, we never
chatouiller à la baston, c'est là qu'on se plaît. Moi et mon chien, on s'entend bien. J'aime bien mon chien, sans lui ça craint. Oh oui mon chien, c'est mon frangin. Tous les deux on fait les vauriens. De nous deux qui a suivi qui, parti pour zoner dans la nuit. Doggy and I know how to bite.
That was the Smiths off Meat Is Murder.
Let's see. What have we listened to here? We started after ABBA. You want to talk about that Hank Snow track we listened to?
Yeah, Hank Snow. Apparently had 85 charted singles on the country charts. He had a 50-year career.
From when to when?
I think he started in the 30s.
Well, wow, that's a career. That's from, a career that saw a lot of stuff.
Nova Scotia. Not a lot of people know about him, but I mean, they're pretty simple songs, but I like
they're good,
him.
Though.
I like them, yeah.
After that, we listened to Marie Moore, actually, and Barney Willen, who was a jazz artist she worked with a lot, or is, rather. I think they're still doing stuff together. A song was Moi et Mon Chien. Shout out to Lewis Brown for introducing me to that song. A really funny song. Very surreal,
yeah.
But really fun for the morning, especially.
Yeah.
Then we really changed the pace after that with the Smiths. And now we're just going to get on to more music, I guess. So, yeah, I don't know. Enjoy. Enjoy your commute. Enjoy your morning. Here's a song from Hop Along.
Your dad told you not to look at me. Down came the fist hard upon your head. I was the only other adult around. I was the only other adult around. I was 18, you were 8, maybe you were 10. She's not gonna help you. He said she's not. I just thought he looked like a powerful man. I just thought he looked like a powerful man. But she didn't look too happy to see us. She didn't look too happy to see us. How should I know? She said that man you just described could be anyone. He said she's not gonna help you. He said she's. I
A bird with a word came to me, the sweetness of a honeycomb tree. And now I look what's taking over me, couldn't fake it if I wanted to. I had to wake up just to make it through. I got my patience and I'm making do. I learned my lessons from the ancient roots. I choose to follow what the greatest do. A bird with a word came to me, the sweetness of a honeycomb tree. And now I look what's taking over me, couldn't fake it if I wanted to. I had to wake up just to make it through. I got my patience and I'm making do. I learned my lessons from the ancient roots. I choose to follow what the greatest do. I'm repping for the longest cycle. My uncles had to pay the cost. My sister used to sing to Whitney. My mama caught the gambling bug. We came up in a lonely castle. My papa was behind them bars. We never had to want for nothing. Said all we ever need is love. We see the same thing. We sing the same song. We feel the same grief. Bleed the same blood. You grew up in the home beside me. I always had a friend to call. How could I make it here without you? I pray I leave before you go. A bird with a word came to me, the sweetness of a honeycomb tree. And now I look what's taking over me, couldn't fake it if I wanted to. I had to wake up just to make it through. I got my patience and I'm making do. I learned my lessons from the ancient roots. I choose to follow what the greatest do. A bird with a word came to me, the sweetness of a honeycomb tree. And now I look what's taking over me, couldn't fake it if I wanted to. I had to wake up just to make it. I got my patience and I'm making do. I learned my lessons from the ancient roots. I choose to follow what the greatest do.
I'm wondering how I ever got through my life without you.
Thank you, Bonnie Raitt.
No, thank you. All right, let's see. What did we listen to here? We listened to a song by Hopalong off their last record, Painted Shut. The song's called Powerful Man. That was one of my favorite records of, I guess that was 2015. Let me double check on that. I don't want to be spreading around false information. 2015 it was. Great record. Just song after song. So good.
Yes.
They're actually coming out with a new record April 8th, I believe. It's called Bark Your Head Off, Dog. They have two singles out. Incredible production. Very different. I mean, same song. Same sound, I guess, because Frances has such band. A... Yeah,
the
and she has...
The band is the same?
Yeah, the band is entirely the same. I think they had additional instrumentalists come on because it's a very heavily instrumented record. Yeah. A lot of strings and choirs and...
Cool.
It's cool, but Frances is still Frances, and she still has her...
She has that voice, too.
Yeah, incredibly unique. But a really different sounding record. I always... I don't know. I know Dave, we've talked about this before, and I always find that sophomore albums are, like, the best. And Dave thinks that they're always the most experimental. But I always find they're the best. I mean, I don't know.
I think those two things can go hand in hand.
Yeah, but I don't think that Hopalong's was the most experimental. I kind of feel like the first one, they're getting out there, and then the second one, they don't experiment that much. They just do what they do, and then the third one, they're like, all right, let's do something new, and sometimes it doesn't turn out as well.
Yeah, it depends upon the artist, I guess.
It does. Anyways, after that, we had the song Gold Dust by Duster off their 1998 album Stratosphere. Another banger. Well, like
I missed them somehow. Like, I missed them entirely.
Yeah. Well, it's just something you have to get into now. Yeah.
No, it's great stuff.
And then we listened to The Bird by Anderson .Paak.
Mm-hmm. Gotta love A-Pack.
Yeah. If anyone out there hasn't seen his Tiny Desk concert, I know I'm on the radio saying that you should do that, but you should really do that.
Just listen to WMFO and NPR simultaneously.
But he's a drummer and a singer, and it's just like absolutely incredible watching how masterful he is.
Yes, he's very, very talented. And the songs seem to come out of nowhere. I don't know. He doesn't really have a lot of different formats on his songs. It's very jazz influenced.
Yeah, totally. But also pretty hip hop and
very, very, very hip hop, of course.
Do you want to talk about the last song we listened to?
Bonnie Raitt?
Yeah.
That was your selection.
Yeah, but only because you were saying that you wanted to listen to more Bonnie Raitt.
Yeah, I mean, that's a beautiful song.
Mm-hmm. Off of her debut album, self-titled Bonnie Raitt.
1972?
Yeah. Maybe 75. Let me.
A little later, yeah. I don't know Bonnie Raitt's timeline. I know a lot of her songs.
71. Yeah. My favorite album, which, you know, maybe it's wrong, but.
She has a couple.
Yeah, she definitely does. So, anyways, Dave's going to read us a PSA now.
Yeah. All right. So, numbers to think about. United States healthcare. Some healthcare numbers to talk about. 1% of the United States population accounts for 22% of total healthcare spending.
Wow.
And the top 5% accounts for 50%. Analyzed from a slightly different perspective, if Americans are divided into two groups, the healthier half uses just 3% of all medical care dollars, while the less healthy half accounts for 97% of all United States healthcare costs. I just go through this book. It's just like I come across these ones. That's astounding.
Is that astounding though?
Maybe not.
I mean,
it was when I first read it. The more you think about it, the more
you're like, yeah, well, it kind of checks out that people who are really ill are going to need
much more treatment and given the how expensive it is.
No question that healthcare in the U.S. is. Not ideal, but...
Not an ideal format, but...
I don't know if those are the numbers that most... I don't know. It's just... Sometimes it's hard to take raw statistics and be like,
Right.
These are meaningful without more context. Yeah. But anyways, that was our PSA.
Anyways.
And now we'll just get now we'll just get back to more music.
The tunes.
The next one is by Yola Tangle off of their new record, Enjoy.
Thank you. Il sole accende sul mio volto un segno di speranza. questa vita che volevo dare a te, l'hai spicciolata tra le dita. Amore, perdono, amore, esisto. Adesso per sempre non esisto.
Hey.
All right, so we kind of chilled out for the last.
Yeah, we just let it go. Let
for
it
the last, yeah, but I feel like thematically.
We did so much talking in the middle there, you know?
Yeah.
It was time to shut up.
Okay, so what have we listened to? We started with You Are Here by Yola Tango, which is off their 2018, very recent album, There's a Riot Going On. A really cool instrumental track.
Yes.
The two of the founding members of Yola Tango, Ira, I forget his last name, but Ira and Georgia Hubley have been married they've been together the entire 30-year span of Yola Tango's career, which is kind of crazy.
Truly a feat.
Truly a feat, and they're still making great music, which is wild. After that, I don't know. You want to talk about the Cinematic Orchestra? I don't know much about them.
Cinematic Orchestra, yeah. They started in 1999. It's really like a jazz outfit, but it has a lot of electronic. I'm not sure when that track is from. I was shown that
Child
track.
Song is the name.
Child Song. I'm not sure when that's from. I was shown that by a friend. And I honestly don't even know that much about them, although they seem to be quite popular. It's not my genre per se, but I think it's very, very well recorded. And it's beautiful songs.
Yeah. So next we did put on an Adrian Lenker song. I don't think we'll make it. Oh, I just realizing I had a dream last night where I met her.
Awesome.
It was awesome. I don't think we're gonna make it a single show without playing a Big Thief / Adrian Lenker song, but we'll see. That song was Jonathan. Really pretty little song. After that, we listened to. I'm actually really excited to dive into this person a little before. How do you pronounce her name? Ornella Vanoni? Is that it? The song was L'Appuntamento.
The Songstress of Italy.
Yeah. Beautiful. I'm excited about that. And we're going to close off. We're going to sign off with a Nick Drake song. So enjoy and have a great Tuesday.
I could have been a sailor, could have been a cook, a real life lover, could have been a book. Could have been a signpost, could have been a clock, as simple as a kettle, steady as a rock. I could be here and now. I would be, I should be, but how?